Welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast, day 7. Today is all about goal setting. And I actually have a podcast that I did last year, and I ended up putting it out and then taking it down, and it was all about goal setting. So we are revamping that and utilizing it because it uses an incredible method called the Tony Robinson goal setting method. He created it, and you're going to want to grab a pen and paper for this one because it's going to be a really good one. But yeah, today's Wednesday. And guys, I'm tired. We had the whole Gus Ant incident yesterday, and today he started reacting really bad to his steroids, and our vet didn't tell us about the side effects, and shame on me, first-time dog mom, but I totally should have looked them up. He started just peeing everywhere, and he never does that. He's super potty trained. He's really well-behaved, and it was so unlike him, and then I looked it up, and it was like extreme thirst and urination. I was like, what in the world? So I immediately stopped giving it to him, and we're gonna go tomorrow, but geez, stress today. Besides that, I did do an afternoon gym session, which was different for me, but it was fun, and I had a leg day, and it was pretty good. My squats have definitely become weaker as I'm doing more home-style dumbbell workouts and then doing my barbell workouts probably like twice a week instead of four times now. But yeah, I definitely want to work on that again. I was hitting 155 for three sets of five, but I used to be able to do 155 for like 10 to 12 reps. So I was like, Julie, come on, we gotta get stronger over here. But, you know, more goals to set, you know? So now I can add that in there. But yeah, I'm excited for today's episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, that's my favorite of the week. And now I want to set some goals together. So don't forget to grab your pen and paper, because I'm going to have those little moments of, okay, this is a good time to pause the podcast right now and write down what your goals are, because we're going to go through this together. And I kind of separated it into different categories for us. So yeah, let's get into it. We are going to be using Tony Robinson's framework. So he has four categories, and I have subcategories in those categories. Okay, so get out your pen and paper and write down these categories. So his four categories are personal development, career, business, economics. So it's personal development goals is one, career, business, economic goals is two, toys/adventure goals is three, and contribution goals is four. So under each, I kind of did a little subcategory for them. Ow, I just hit my elbow on my desk. But I'm going to walk through each one and kind of answer them the way that I would go about them. So personal development goals, I put three subcategories: physical, mental, and spiritual. And the reason that I put these three subcategories is because I really think the three pillars of personally developing yourself falls under those categories. So when you're physically fit, it makes it easier to show up in your life in all other aspects, because if your body is hurting, aching, or it's just harder for you to stand up, you're not as flexible, things are heavier for you, your physical fitness level does play a role on how you portray yourself throughout the day and how you show up. So it's important to take care of yourself physically. So my physical goals for myself right now, 4 days a week, I want to weightlift, okay? It makes me feel good, 45 minutes to 60 minutes per week or per day for the 4 to 5 days. And then that fifth day, I want to do a cardio-based workout, so like a Peloton workout for 45 minutes to 60 minutes. So I'm working out 5 days a week. I want to hit my 10,000 steps per day because that makes me feel good. It makes me feel active throughout the day. And then last but not least, I'm doing that 30-day ab challenge. So in the morning or at night, it only takes like 5 minutes, and that just helps, honestly, both physical and mental fitness, because I'm setting a goal for myself and doing it every single day, Monday through Friday. So those are my three physical goals right now. So you insert your physical goals right now. Is it to make it to the gym 3 days a week and then maybe hit 8,000 steps a day and then maybe do like two cardio sessions per week? Be specific about it. And the reason I don't want you to just put lose 30 pounds under your physical goal is because these aspects I want them to be actions. These goals, I want them to be actions that you can physically tick off, because lose 30 pounds is too ambiguous. It's like, okay, how? So when you break it down into those categories, like, okay, this is what I'm going to add each day, it makes it easier to go through them and check it off each day. And then slowly those actions will lead you to that overarching goal. So you can put in those daily activities, weekly activities that you're going to check off under your physical goals that will help you reach that macro goal. So yeah, you can still put lose 30 pounds, but put it maybe at the bottom. So put the action steps first and then the final goal at the bottom of that little bullet point list. And next is the mental goals. So for this one, me, I like listening to a podcast a day. I know that might be very excessive, but I just love listening to podcasts. So for me, it's listening to some sort of podcast per day, just learning something new, and then reading like 5 pages of my book per day, 5 to 10 pages. And the book that I'm reading right now is Confessed by Colleen Hoover. Like, it doesn't need to be a personal development book. It's just getting off of social media and screens and giving myself that time of just reading is mentally good for me. So listening to a podcast, reading, and then last but not least is journaling. I've been slacking on my journaling. So journaling in the morning. I tried to be a night journaler and I epically failed. So I don't think night journaling is for me, but morning journaling is. So those are my 3 mental goals. And then the overarching goal for that one is for me to just feel more positive throughout the day and feel like every day I'm being productive, because when I feel like I'm being productive, I feel happier. So my overall mental goal is just feel happy a majority of the time. And then I don't think I said my overarching physical goal, but it's honestly to just feel like lean, agile, and flexible. So it's not like hitting a certain number on the scale for me anymore. It's just more of a feeling. And now we're going to spiritual. So spiritual is kind of cool, and it's something that I definitely want to tap into, but I don't want to overwhelm myself with this. So I only have 1 goal for this, and it's meditating once per week. So it used to be a goal for mine to meditate every single day, and that was so unrealistic for me because, as you can see, I like talking and I like moving and I'm just a very antsy person, and sitting still for longer than 1 minute is daunting to me. So honestly, 1 time per week is more realistic, and hopefully I can just tick that off on Sunday, because eat the frog mentality, do the hard thing first, and slowly I'll start enjoying it more and just kind of like implementing it throughout my day. I kind of talked to you guys about meditation before. I just think it's a great tool to help you refocus, especially if you're someone, like for me, when I was growing up, I swear I had ADD, like some sort of ADD, because I just could not focus on one thing, and my mom doesn't believe in it, and it was this whole thing. But anyways, meditating, when I started seeing my therapist and telling her that I had these issues, she was like, meditation is such a great way to reset your focus, because the whole point of meditation is to refocus. So it's like, okay, you're meditating, you're thinking about nothing, but your mind is going to wander. It's just inevitable. It's going to wander. And the point of meditation is that you bring it back to that silence quicker every time that you meditate. So for example, you can take it into your real life. If you're in the classroom and your teacher's talking and you start thinking about, ooh, what do I want for dinner tonight? Like that, the thought process will end quicker and you'll circle back to what the professor is saying faster if you meditate, if that makes sense. Okay, let me know if that makes sense. If not, I can do like a little podcast on meditation. Again, I'm not a pro. I'm still trying to get used to it myself, but that is my spiritual goal. So under personal development, you have your physical, mental, spiritual. I hope you guys wrote yours down. You have your micro actionable steps that you're going to do daily, weekly to hit that overall macro goal that you put under each one. So spiritually, I just want to feel focused. So that's kind of like my key word there. Now we're getting into career, business, economic goals. So I have 2 subcategories for this. I have your financial status, your financial job, like something that supports you money-wise, and then your passion projects. Hopefully your financial job also is something that you enjoy, but your passion project is something that you just do. You might not even earn money for it, but it's just something that you do that like
makes you feel good. So for example, my financial job is the job that I just got that I went to school for, marketing and finance, and my passion project is fitness, coaching, and creating content. And the reason that I want to do both is so that, you know, I can be financially stable, I can challenge myself in different areas of what I studied in school for and just grow professionally, but at the same time, I'm applying those skills that I'm learning into my own business and into my passion project. And I'm not so like focused on the money, I guess, on my passion project. Like honestly, I'm going to say, I coached for free for a really long time and I wasn't making money off of it. I don't really make that much money off content creation either. It's just something that I genuinely enjoy doing. Like, do I make money off this podcast? No. Like, maybe I make like $10 a month from Anchor because they sponsor it, but it's nothing crazy. It's not something that can support me financially, but I couldn't care less because it's something that makes me feel good. And I think it's really important that everyone has a passion project. So figuring out what yours is and how to contribute to it every single day is something that's super important. And eventually your passion project can turn into the project that, or the job that makes you financially free. So that's definitely a hope for me, but it's like baby steps to get there. And I'm really looking forward to starting my new job and finding a balance between the two and being able to leave work and really focus on my passion project, which is talking to all of you guys every single day. So find something that makes you feel good. It could be volunteering. It could be starting like a digital media, I don't know, like an Instagram page for whatever you do. Maybe you like cooking, so you want to do like a cooking page, or you like sewing or graphic design, or you play the guitar, literally anything that you enjoy doing. It could be painting shells. I love shells, by the way. Like me in Florida on the beach is just with a little cup in my hands collecting shells. So find out what your passion project is and find out what you can do every single day to contribute to it. And goal-wise for like financial job is just budgeting for me. I have an Excel sheet of how I budget. If you want to see that, definitely DM or comment on the Instagram page at Strong with Julie because I can post that for you guys. And that's my goal, is to like weekly fill that budget in and stay within my means and live within / below my means for now and really save up my money so I can be financially free earlier in life and be able to travel and not have money be an issue, because I've been in situations where like money was something that could hold me back from doing things that I want to do, and I don't want that to be an issue ever. So those are my two goals. And passion projects, just show up, contribute every single day, kind of the way that I do right now. Like my passion project is basically number one on my list, and I just get so much joy out of doing it. So find out what your passion project is, and then have that financially, or that job that's contributing to you financially, and hopefully they can combine one day, or maybe they already combined. And if so, I'm so proud of you, and that's so exciting. The next category is toys/adventure goals. So this is kind of fun. One of my goals, so I didn't really do subcategories for this, but one of my goals is to step into like the dating world and like adventure that, because I've just been on this like self-dating journey for the past, basically since January. So it's a goal of mine to just put myself out there a little bit more, especially being in a new city, but with caution. So that's one of my goals. Maybe like go on a date a month. I don't know if I can. I don't even know how to flirt anymore. So I just need to practice that. So that's a little adventure-y thing. And then another thing is to do like a girls trip with some of the new friends that I made. I think we're going to go to Miami one weekend and just to like plan trips out with them, because we all work together anyways. We have the weekends and we are so close to like the Bahamas. We can do maybe a boat trip one day and really taking the role of orchestrating these little trips and talking to them and figuring it out and doing like once a month little trip outside of our hometown. And then continuing my self dates, exploring by myself and exploring my own needs and wants, because I feel like when I do that simultaneously while trying to develop other relationships in my life, I show up better, and I can show up better in those other relationships as well. So those are like adventure goals and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what toys really means. I should probably look that up. Maybe it means like materialistic things. I don't know. I don't really have materialistic goals. So I guess my materialistic goal is to just continue my minimalism trend that I have going on over here, because it makes my life so much easier. Like, everything has a place and it's just very clean, and it makes it so much easier to live like this. Whereas my home in Connecticut, my room was basically a museum of every single thing that I've owned since birth, and I'm a hoarder, and coming to Florida and being able to like just not bring all that stuff has been very therapeutic to me in my mind. The last piece of the four-part framework by Tony Robinson is contribution goals. So for me, I have two. And I kind of talked about this under the career goals and like having that passion project, and part of it could be like a volunteer group or a nonprofit, stuff like that. But contribution goals is just like little things I can do day to day to contribute to the environment or just like make someone else feel better. So my little walk and clean like movement is cute. So basically whenever I go on a walk, bringing like a little bag or a cardboard bag or a grocery bag and picking and like maybe wearing a little glove and picking up trash from the floor just contributes to the environment to make it a little bit cleaner, save the turtles, all the things. So that, limiting my plastic and using my grocery bags, is something that I need to start remembering. I need to just like leave them in my car. But yeah, so those two things, and then look for volunteer/churches in Florida that I can start going to, because that's something that just makes me feel good that I can give back. So contribution goals, just make it something, again, easy, attainable. If you want to start your own nonprofit, that would be so cool. So let me know if you do that. I would love to join, but yeah. So next step, I would say, is after you went through these four pillars and took time to write yours down and paused, you can start vision boarding. So I like to do this on Pinterest. Pinterest will be your best friend. And then I also use Canva. So what I did was, I don't limit myself here. I kind of just like take all aspects of the four pillars and find different pictures, images, quotes that make me feel like that's the vibe and feeling that I want in my life. And it can be so macro. Like if you want a yacht, like put a yacht. And if it feels unattainable right now, it's fine. Just put it there. Like maybe someone that you are inspired fitness level wise, or just any quote that makes you feel good. So take those pictures and put them onto Canva and make it landscape and make it your computer screen background, or print it out and put it somewhere that you can literally see it every single day, because that will just help manifest it into your life. So after you do the four pillars of the Tony Robinson goals and all the subcategories that I created for you, the action steps and the macro goals, go ahead and start that vision boarding. I made mine my background on my phone and my computer, so it's so nice that I can just look at it always. And yeah, so that is goal setting 101. I really wanted to simplify it for you guys and not make it seem so like daunting, because I feel like goal setting can be like, oh yeah, you set goals, but then a day later you forget about them. So when you can really break it down into these categories and see like, okay, what can I do every single day that will like help me reach those macro goals, and they all kind of combine into one, right? So like me putting a goal of like going to the gym 4 times a week, okay, that's that goal, and then also hitting those 10k steps, so I can multitask and do my contribution goals of like the walk and clean the environment while I also achieve my physical goal. And then my mental goal is just reading my books, and that could contribute to my passion project because I can read about something that has to do with fitness and see how I can better help my clients. So they all intertwine. You don't have to see them all as these separate goals that you have to reach. Like they all can be combined and put into like you as a singular person, and like you're the person that's trying to achieve them. And once you achieve them, you can feel really good about it, and then even go through this process one more time and set even more goals, because I think it's important to always have something that you are trying to achieve. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow the Strong with Julie podcast Instagram. And @JulieXFit is my regular Instagram. And if you guys have any topics that you want me to do, definitely DM it to the Strong with Julie podcast. I would love